Masechet Tamid Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. After they saw that the sky was lit up, the Mishnah tells us, Amar lahem se'u vehaviu tale milishkata telaim. The head Kohen on duty would tell one of the Kohanim, go out from the Lishkata Gazit where they were stationed, and go bring a lamb from the Milishkata Telaim, from the chamber of the lambs, the room where the lambs were kept. That lamb is going to be the Korban Tamid. The room with the lambs was located in the northwest corner of the Hall of Fire, which we mentioned in the first Mishnah of this Masechet. It was the Bet HaMoked. And now that we mentioned the Bet HaMoked, the Chamber of Fire, we mentioned it in the context of the place where the lambs were stored. We'll mention all the other four chambers that were there. There were four different rooms in the Hall of Fire in the four corners of that room. One of them was the room of the lambs. One of them was the chamber of receipts, where if people were buying flour and wine from the Bet HaMikdash, they would get a receipt. A person would usually bring an animal offering, and he would have to bring flour and wine with it, and you could buy these items directly from the Bet HaMikdash. So they would first come to this spot, the Lishkat HaHotamot, the chamber, the room of receipts, and they would pay for the items, and they would take that receipt, and they would eventually go somewhere else to get whatever they wanted, the correct amount of flour and wine. What was written on the receipt was the name of the korban that they were bringing. And the person who received that receipt knew exactly what they needed in terms of the flour and wine that accompanied that korban. That's the second room. The third one that we mentioned, the third room in the Bet HaMoked, the Hall of Fire, was the room that the Kohanim would warm up in after they went to the mikveh, if they became impure. A fire was lit there at all times. And lastly was the spot where they would make the lechem panim. Every Shabbat, they would have 12 different breads placed on the shulchan in the azara of the Bet HaMikdash, and they would stay there for the entire week till the next Shabbat when they were replaced. The old loaves of bread, which on a miracle of Hashem, stayed fresh. They were eaten by the Kohanim, and they were baked in one of the small rooms in the Bet HaMoked in the Chamber of Fire.